And we're going to talk next with Jeremy Hughes, product manager with Horsch. How are you, Jeremy?
Doing good, Scott.
I remember the first time I heard the name Horsch. I think it was on, might have been on the side of the sign on the side of the Butler Building, or it was when the manufacturing and innovation facility went up by Mapleton. Mm-hmm. But it seems like your growth has just been through the roof.
Yes, it has. I mean, we've been roughly here in North America now for close to 20 years. The growth has been phenomenal for us. You know, we started our home here in the Dakotas, you know, building some of the bigger air seeders that are very well known, you know, in the western part of the state. And now with other products that have got us into other markets, we've really become a national brand here, you know, not only in the U.S., but also in Canada as well.
Some new equipment being launched. Tell us a little bit about that.
2020, even with all the chaos that's been going on, has been a very, very busy year for Horsch. This year we're going to be launching a new primary tillage tool called the Omnis FT that we'll be doing a lot of work with here in the Red River Valley with Butler Machinery, our partner dealer here, focusing in on a thorough profile tillage, really something to compete against the disc ripper concepts that are out there. So it's really a kind of a different concept when it comes to deep tillage. This year we've also introduced a new line of row crop planters called the Maestro SV, completely new metering system, some new features on that machine that will be coming out here in 2021. And then here at 11 o'clock at Big Iron, we'll actually be unveiling the next generation Joker. Joker was a product that we started with back in 2008. We're in the generation 4 of that machine now, and we'll be showing that off here at about 11 o'clock today.
All I see is a big, giant red tarp.
Yeah, but I think
it's covering something very interesting.
It's going to be cool when we pull that tarp off. We've done a lot of work. Like I say, we were one of the first in North America to bring this concept in, and been a lot of competition come out over the years, but it's kind of fun to kind of revisit it, taking the experiences that we've had and creating a completely different platform. So it's going to be fun.
11 a.m., about a little over a half hour from now.
Yep.
Take that off and tell us all about it. That's really interesting. And high-speed compact disc is all you can tell me.
Yes. So I can talk a little bit about that concept. I mean, the high-speed compact disc was a European-born concept we started with back in the early 2000s, and we brought it to North America here for the first time in 2008. At that time, concepts like vertical tillage were just starting in their infancy, were high-speed compact discs provide more aggressive working action in the field when we talk about terms of residue management, seedbed preparation. So really a completely different concept, but being more European-based, what we did was bring that concept here, put it into a domestic North American-built platform, and then was basically the pioneer of that concept in the North American platform here in North America.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, not too far
excited
away.
Excited about it.
Yeah, exactly right. So find out more about Horsch and the team here. Has had a busy year launching some new equipment. Good reason to come by and see us at the Butler display at Big Iron. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Jeremy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jeremy Hughes from Horsch with us today on the program.